Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
New this morning, Thursday, is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a new risk for severe storms, level 1 and 2 across our area, plus some showers the next couple of days. I'll walk you through it all.
Hundreds of Raleigh police officers are fighting for better pay, and today they're going to get their voices heard. Just ahead, I'll explain how much they're asking for as the department faces 100 vacancies.
And UConn, you can do it again. They did. Back-to-back wins that are setting new milestones for the Huskies basketball program.
Ooh. It was a good game in the first half, tied close, yeah. You know, if you didn't have really a dog in the fight. Mm-hmm. But then the Huskies took care of things in the second half for certain. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you with us on this Tuesday morning.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. Weather is pretty nice. It's a little cloudy out there, but mild. I didn't even wear a jacket into work this morning. It's pretty mild out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner showing us the big picture. A little bit of rain on the map there to our west.
Yeah, back here just east of Charlotte and west of our viewing area, a little bit of light patchy rain as it moves eastward into our area. It's going to run into some dry air, so a lot of this is likely to evaporate before it reaches the ground. None of the computer models really show that for us this morning, but certainly by lunchtime, we have that potential. Here's 8 a.m. We'll roll it right on out to noon, and you could see some of those light showers moving on into our western counties. We'll see that on and off during the afternoon, but it is likely to be fairly light and patchy on through the afternoon and evening. Into tomorrow morning, we'll likely have the potential for a few isolated showers. And then tomorrow afternoon, we may actually see a few breaks in the clouds. The main event comes on Thursday. We'll pause it here at 8 a.m. with an isolated shower Thursday. But by lunchtime, we start to see some light showers. And by mid to late afternoon, we're going to see a strong front crossing the area in our southern counties, including the Triangle. We'll have a level two risk for severe storms. This is where we could see some isolated tornadoes. Wind damage will be our greatest threat across the viewing area, but again, some isolated tornadoes possible down to the south. In Roxborough this morning, we do still have some thin clouds, a pretty sunrise there, but definitely more gray than blue this morning. 60 degrees, our temperature in the Triangle, with a wind coming out of the southwest at 9 miles per hour. Looking at mid-50s to around 60 as you're heading out the door. Temperatures are 10 to 20 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. It'll be a nice mild afternoon with temperatures in the mid-70s for highs, but we will see an increasing chance for rain this afternoon. All total, we'll see rain today, tomorrow, and Thursday. I'll show you how much all together coming up. Brett.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Schrader this morning. Tuesday, 8.02 a.m. right now. A couple of crashes out there and a few pockets of slowdowns as we are into the 8 o'clock hour now. This is when we normally see a lot of congestion. But first, we got to talk about 40 near Wade Avenue, an earlier crash. Not seeing any delays on the sensors on that particular crash. Where we are seeing some big backups is I-40 eastbound near US 15501. This is a crash that stretches back past the Chapel Hill into the Hillsboro area. It did just clear last few minutes, according to DOT, so those red sensors there should improve shortly. I-40 at South Saunders Street, that's our look on the southern side of Raleigh. You see a lot of traffic there on 40 westbound as you pass South Saunders Street. Right now, our delay total up to 12 minutes. That's all due to just congestion. No crashes out there on 40 westbound on the southern side of Raleigh, but definitely give yourself plenty of extra time if you're trying to get over to US 1 into the Apex area or trying to get all the way on 40 westbound all the way past RDU over to the RTP area. And then the Durham Freeway, 7 minutes southbound right now delay. So we are starting to see some congestion on the Durham Freeway. We'll continue to monitor that.
Thanks, Brad. One person is in custody after a shooting in Raleigh left someone injured. And now people who live in that area are calling for more police patrols. It happened on South Wilmington Street near Pecan Road just before 6 p.m. yesterday. The crews rushed that man to the hospital where detectives say he was conscious and alert. Back in March, police were called to that same location for a shooting. No one was injured in that incident. We know this man was shot in the leg and is expected to be okay. No details were released on the person who's in custody.
Raleigh police officers are seeking an increase in pay. Tonight, dozens of people are planning to speak at the city council meeting about the need for higher pay. And WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from the Raleigh Police Department. And Laura, we know right now starting salaries for these Raleigh officers are some of the lowest in our area.
Yeah, Michelle, good morning. And that is exactly why hundreds of Raleigh police officers have signed a petition ahead of this council meeting, really advocating for better pay. We know that 60 people have signed up to speak tonight, many of them really pushing for a 15% pay increase. I spoke with Rick Armstrong. He's the vice president of Teamsters Local 391, which represents many Raleigh officers. Armstrong tells me the 15% pay increase would put their base pay just under $58,000. He says this would put them more in line with surrounding departments. Raleigh is losing officers too. This comes as RPD currently has about 100 vacancies. The city is currently doing a pay study, but it won't be complete until next year.
Yeah, it's so important to have a fully staffed police department because, as you say, the city is growing. And with the growth, you just need more police officers. And when you're not fully staffed, the officers that are working, they're working harder, they're more stressed, and morale goes down.
Yeah, so Armstrong tells me they're going to hold a press conference later this evening at 6:30, right ahead of that city council meeting and public comment session at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News, we're live in Raleigh.
A family is out of their home this morning after fire tore through it. Sky 5 captured this video as crews were responding. On the ground, our crew got this video of the scene. You see that smoke just billowing out of that townhome. It happened on Davenbury Way in Cary just after 5:30 yesterday evening. No other townhomes were damaged and no one was hurt.
Number one lives up to the billing. They defeat Purdue.
UConn has done it again. The Huskies beat Purdue 75-60 during the NCAA title game. That makes them the first Division I men's college basketball team to win back-to-back championships since 2007. The Huskies are now tied with UNC for the third most NCAA championships. Connecticut was led by guard Tristan Newton with 20 points and 7 assists. National Player of the Year Zach Edey scored 37 points and had 10 rebounds for Purdue, which finished the season 34-5. The Huskies have now won 6 national championships since 1999. That's more than any other men's team in that span.
Students at some Johnston County schools will have a longer bus ride as they return back from spring break this morning. Major road work on the Buffalo Creek Bridge along Covered Bridge Road could cause some of those delays. The road is expected to be closed in both directions through the end of October. Johnston County Schools warned parents that bus routes for several of those schools in the area could be delayed up to 40 minutes.
More relief from student loan debt could be on the way. The Biden administration is trying to erase some of what people owe. The initiative only applies to certain borrowers, and it faces potential hurdles. Amy Kiley reports on what might qualify you for loan forgiveness.
Today, too many Americans, especially young people, are saddled with unsustainable debts in exchange for a college degree.
President Joe Biden has a new strategy to forgive some student loan debt. The White House says it would help more than 30 million borrowers if implemented and combined with plans the administration has enacted already.
Even if they get by, they still have this crushing debt.
The initiative targets federal borrowers who have unpaid interest beyond a certain threshold, 20 or more years in repayment, eligibility for loan programs in which they're not enrolled, education from a so-called low financial value program, and certain hardships like medical debt.
Most people should not have to carry this kind of worry.
The new plans are more selective than Biden's previous initiative, which was for most middle and low-income federal borrowers. The Supreme Court says action that broad needs to involve Congress, and many Republicans say taxpayers who didn't go to college shouldn't fund degrees for those who did.
Across the board, student loan forgiveness is regressive.
The new plans aren't ready for signups yet. It could take months to finalize them, and they'll likely face legal challenges.
Democrats will continue exploring every option under the sun to lower costs and make college more affordable.
Shuma. And that was Amy Kiley reporting.
A law firm is asking that body camera video be made public showing the encounters of former Warrenton police officer Mark Oakley. Sergeant Oakley is accused of using a taser when it wasn't necessary, and he was fired last month. Dwayne Hicks says Oakley followed him home and used a taser on him before arresting him last year. Now he wants that body camera video to be released, and six others want to see their footage privately. A law firm says 14 people accuse Oakley of misconduct, from unnecessary taser and pepper spray use to harassment.
And in a month, we have heard from 14 victims. And every time we come to Warrenton, we continue to meet new victims.
WRL spoke with Oakley on the phone, and he says, quote, "I feel that there are two sides to every story. I feel like the police side is not being represented at all in these proceedings. I'm being misrepresented. I hope that the truth will prevail eventually." And WRL reached out to all of the town council members and the mayor about the accusations against Oakley and possible changes to policy. We haven't heard back yet.
An investigation is underway after a gun was found on the edge of campus at Pinecrest High School in Moore County. School officials say it was found by a job coach returning to campus. Police were called and they got the gun. There was never an active threat to the campus. Officials say there is no indication of student involvement. And a student accused of posting threats against three high schools in Wilson County is in custody. Staff members at Beddingfield, Fike, and Hunt High Schools say that on Sunday, they learned about the threats circulating on social media and called the sheriff's office. Each school increased security yesterday just as a precaution. School officials say appropriate disciplinary action will be taken against the Beddingfield student and charges will be filed. Still ahead, Jonathan Majors will not have to face any time behind bars. What the actor has been sentenced to do after being convicted of assaulting his ex-girlfriend.
And Google's trending searches would suggest a lot of folks didn't wear proper eye protection during the eclipse. Coming up, why doctors are saying maybe you shouldn't have to worry about hurting your eyes so much.
And today we change up our pattern. We're going to see some scattered showers later today and tomorrow. And then Thursday is a WRL weather alert day with a risk for severe storms. I'll walk you through it all.
Hey, 15 on your Tuesday morning as you take this live cloudy look over Wilson, the Whirly Gigs right there. There's a little bit of a breeze out there as you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device, and it will feel like a warm breeze, I guess you could say, because it is mild out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what's on the way. We're starting to cloud up now.
Yeah, we'll take a look here at Southern Pines. We're beginning to see a little bit of rain showing up on the radar just to our west, and it's likely to move into the Sandhills first. So around Southern Pines, Carthage, even Siler City are going to be some of the first places to see the rain. Now, we're clouding up and seeing a little bit of rain on the radar right now, but we're not seeing any of it showing up in person just yet. We'll be following that for you this morning. The next system that we're watching closely comes in on Thursday. That comes with our cold front. And what we're seeing today and tomorrow is some rain out ahead of it. Thursday will be a WRL weather alert day. We have a level one and two risk. Damaging wind is going to be our biggest threat, but isolated tornadoes are possible in our southern counties where we have that level two risk. It is going to be windy with the system. Even outside of thunderstorms, gusts will be up to 40 miles per hour, and that may even continue into Friday as the system is moving away from us. Let's widen out the view and look off to the west. Lots of thunder and lightning along this warm front that's a little closer to the Gulf Coast, but just some rain that's pushing into South Carolina and western North Carolina, and a little band kind of trying to sneak closer to our viewing area. We have a level one and two risk for Thursday. Again, isolated tornadoes from the Triangle area southward, but damaging winds will be our biggest threat. And of course, it's a WRL weather alert day. Here's what's happening out there right now. A little bit of rain in the northern part of Moore County, getting ready to push into Chatham County. Especially the western part of the county there. Siler City likely to see a little bit of rain. And some of this may actually dissipate before it reaches the ground or evaporate. So it's something that we'll be watching closely. But the bulk of the rain won't come in until closer to lunchtime. You can see that on Futurecast. By noon, we're starting to see some of that rain in our western county. So the models may be lagging a little bit behind what's actually happening. But beyond that, we'll see just some scattered light rain through the afternoon and evening. Even overnight, as a warm front lifts northward, that could bring us a few light showers near the Virginia line during the morning hours. And then during the afternoon tomorrow, it's possible that we would see a little bit of sunshine, but certainly a break from the rain. And then we start up again on Thursday, and that's when we'll have the strong front coming through. We'll see that moving in as we get into, say, mid to late afternoon, and that will bring us some heavy rain and the potential for some severe storms. We'll widen the view out and pause it here at 6 p.m. on Thursday, and you can see all that rain coming through. The cold front itself doesn't move through until the early hours of Friday, so there might be some wraparound moisture that lingers for Friday morning. 50% chance of rain today, just 30 on Wednesday, and then a 90% chance on Thursday with that front coming through. So again, Thursday is a WRL weather alert day, but after all this moves through, we'll end up with some dry conditions and a nice warm, at least into the weekend, with 83 on Sunday. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. 8:17 here on your Tuesday. A couple of crashes to tell you about that are causing some slowdowns. The first one, we're going to go down to the Apex area. Excuse me, as we look at Apex area, NC 55 Williams Street near US 1, an earlier crash that's causing some pretty big backups on 55 there. And here's our live look at US 1 and back down 55. You see those delays and that traffic bends all the way around the corner there. So give yourself plenty of extra time if you use 55 trying to get over to US 1, about 10, 15 extra minutes because of those delays. Looking at our delay map itself, 6 minutes if you're coming in from 85 northbound from Hillsboro right now and trying to get to the Durham area. Durham Freeway, about 5 to 10 minutes in each direction right now, a normal amount of time for congestion this time of morning. Over in the Raleigh area, 10 minutes coming in from US 1 southbound on from Wake Forest. But other than that, delay free on all of the other major routes into Raleigh.
Thanks, Brett. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with American families whose loved ones were taken hostage by Hamas. Harris will meet with them this afternoon. It's the second time she has met with those families since Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th. The meeting comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to begin a ground offensive on the city of Rafah, despite many attempts to reach a ceasefire deal.
This morning, a legal saga that has pushed the boundaries of who is responsible for a mass shooting will come to a conclusion. The parents of the teenager who committed a school shooting in Michigan will be sentenced to prison. This all comes weeks after James and Jennifer Crumbly were convicted of manslaughter. They each face up to 15 years in prison. The two have already been in prison for over 2 years since their arrest days after their son committed the shooting. Although they were tried separately, their sentencing will happen together. And a new filing urges the Supreme Court to reject former President Trump's presidential immunity claims. Special counsel Jack Smith laid out a 66-page filing in it, a series of arguments against Trump's claim that a president is immune from criminal prosecution. Smith argued that there are no presidential powers that would give Trump immunity. Smith urged the court to deny Trump any opportunity to delay his trial on charges that he tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments about Trump's immunity argument April 25th.
There's new legal trouble for actor Alec Baldwin. In a new legal filing, special prosecutors in New Mexico say his behavior on the set of Rust, the movie set, contributed to the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. This comes after Baldwin's team filed a motion last month to dismiss the indictment against him. Prosecutors argue Baldwin has repeatedly changed his story about the shooting. They also said he had no control over his own emotions on set, including rushing the crew to the point of compromising safety. A representative for Baldwin declined to comment on this new filing. Actor Jonathan Majors will not have to serve time behind bars for assaulting his ex-girlfriend. On Monday, the judge sentenced the former Marvel star to complete a year-long domestic violence program. He faced up to a year in jail after being convicted of misdemeanor assault and harassment in December. He does not have to serve time in jail unless he violates the conditions of his sentencing. Majors still faces a lawsuit filed by his ex-girlfriend, which accused him of defamation and verbal and physical abuse.
We're following some breaking news here in the WRA Live Center. Within the last 20 minutes, we learned that Norfolk Southern settling a class action lawsuit related to this incident, this fiery East Palestine derailment that happened in East Ohio. We're told that in principle, the settlement is for about $600 million. Now, if approved by the court, the agreement will resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. And for those residents who choose to participate, or personal injury claims within 10-mile radius from that derailment. That derailment happened in February of last year, wreaking havoc on that small community there in East Palestine.
Some big news there. Thanks, Ken. Changes are coming to Spirit Airlines. The airline is planning to furlough about pilots beginning in September. It's because of a new deal with Airbus that allows them to delay all plane deliveries until at least 2030. Spirit flies in all Airbus fleet. The company says deferring the deliveries will help provide financial stability.
Google searches about hurt eyes spiked after people experienced the solar eclipse. Some people also complained of headaches and just feeling a little off-center. The searches about eye discomfort suggest some people weren't wearing proper eye protection. Experts say hurting eyes aren't the best indicator of a severe problem. Injuries from solar retinopathy, when light injures retinas, occurs without immediate pain. Eye doctors say there is no treatment for solar retinopathy, but some patients' eyes will recover over time. Experts also say cases of long-term eye damage have been reported following past eclipses, but they are rare. Still ahead this morning, North Carolina will soon have the loosest abortion laws in the Southeast. How Florida's abortion ban is affecting women's health care in our state.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We are dry for now. A little cloudy out there, but some of us could see some scattered showers later on today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is here to walk us through it.
Let's take a look at live Bill Doppler 5000 radar. A little bit of light patchy rain starting to get closer to the Sandhills. Some of that may evaporate before it reaches the ground, but certainly by lunchtime, we're looking at the potential for some scattered rain, and we'll see that on and off through the afternoon. We'll take a live look at Clinton right now. The clouds are really starting to thicken up out there. Temperatures are mild, 57 Fayetteville, 60 in Tarpon, 59 in Rocky Mount and Roxboro. Looking at the, of course, an increasing chance for showers this afternoon, but what we see will be scattered and fairly light in terms of amounts. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic. Had a couple of things to tell you about out there on the roads. One's an apex off of William Street. That's NC-55 right there near US-1. A little bit of an improvement on our sensors there, but there's a couple of crashes along William Street, and you can see some of the delays here in our live look that traffic really extends around the bend there. I-40 at South Saunders Street, things have really improved right through that corridor on I-40 westbound. That's good news. Along the southern side of Raleigh, we're up to about a 12-15 minute delay, down to 6 minutes at this point. Michelle.
All right, thanks, Brett. Students at some Johnston County schools had a longer bus ride this morning. Parents were told buses could be delayed up to 40 minutes because of major road work on the Buffalo Creek Bridge along Covered Bridge Road. It's expected to last through October 28th. And one person is in custody after a shooting in Raleigh left someone injured. It happened on South Wellington Street near Pecan Road just before 6 p.m. yesterday. Police say a man was shot in the leg. He is expected to be okay. No details were released on the person in custody. Next on Fox 50, Raleigh police officers are seeking higher pay and dozens plan to speak at tonight's city council meeting. And next on today, Benson Boone performs.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
New this morning, we have a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms across our area on Thursday. Thursday will be a WRAL weather alert day. We'll see some showers ahead of that as well. I'll show you the timeline.
Starting today, it could take students who ride the bus in Johnston County an extra 40 minutes to get to school. Coming up, why this road closure is impacting bus routes and how long this could last. And today, dozens of people will ask Raleigh City Council leaders for more pay for police officers. The salary raise needed to stop the department from losing officers to surrounding cities. We will have that story and much more to get your Tuesday morning started. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConkey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here. Thanks for being part of our Tuesday morning early on here. It was clearer, it was mild, and now the clouds are starting to build in just a little bit here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Just the start of our troubles until Thursday when it really moves in.
Oh, that's right. We're moving into a wetter pattern now. We were so lucky to have that beautiful blue sky yesterday to see the eclipse, and we've been clouding up after a pretty sunrise this morning. Here's a look at where we're seeing some isolated showers right now. North of Carthage up towards Siler City. I'm kind of waiting to see if any of this is actually reaching the ground. As this continues to rain, we'll be able to pick up the potential there. But it is a fairly dry air mass, so we may see this first round mostly dissipating. But certainly by lunchtime, we're looking at the potential for some scattered showers across our area. As we get into the day Wednesday, we'll see the same thing. Thursday is the day that we'll have the best chance for severe storms. And we'll pause it here at 8 a.m. with a little sprinkle to start the day. But by lunchtime on Thursday, we start to see that rain rolling in. And the line of thunderstorms moves through mid to late afternoon into the evening, and it could bring some severe storms with it. We do have a level one risk in the north and a level two risk in the south. Isolated tornadoes in that level two risk, but the biggest threat would be damaging winds. So we take a look at what's happening right now. Here's a look at Roxburgh. A little bit breezy, some cloud cover that has shifted into the area this morning. 60 degrees in the triangle with a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour. So that warm air will be with us for the next, not just several days, but all the way through the weekend. Mid to upper 50s right now, right around 60 in the triangle, and temperatures are about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. It'll be a mild afternoon, too, even with some scattered showers. We'll see highs in the mid-70s. The rain that we end up seeing this afternoon will be fairly scattered and light, but we'll add up the rain for all 3 days coming up in just a little bit. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. 8:32. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader here on your Tuesday morning. A couple of crashes to tell you about. A brand new one that is off of Buck Jones Road near Jones Franklin Road. No delays on the sensors there right now, but we'll keep an eye on that one and let you know if that changes. Down in the Apex area, William Street, NC-55, there is a couple of earlier crashes that have extended some delays back around the corner there. If you use 55 trying to get to US-1, give yourself about 10, 15 extra minutes right now as crews work to clear both of those crashes. I-40 at Avon Ferry Road, that's our live look there, and you can see plenty of traffic on 40 westbound. Normal spot there as you approach the US 1 interchange there with I-40 westbound. 8 minute delay right now. It has been up to 15 minutes at one point, so give yourself 10, 15 minutes right now, and we'll let you know if that improves here as we go along the rest of the morning.
All right, thank you, Brett. One person is in custody after a shooting in Raleigh left someone injured. Now people who live in that area are calling for more police patrols. It happened on South Wilmington Street near Pecan Road just before 6 p.m. yesterday. Crews rushed the victim to the hospital. Detectives say the man was conscious and alert. Back in March, police were called to the same location after a shooting, but no one was injured.
We need a little more policing, and I don't mean that in a bad way to the people who are really good folks. I believe that a younger crowd has came in and taken over a little bit.
We know the victim was shot in the leg and that person will be okay. We are also working to find out who is in custody and on what charges.
And Michelle, Raleigh police officers are also looking for higher pay because they say that's a big reason why officers are leaving the department. As WRO's Laura Levine explains, dozens of people plan to speak out about the need at tonight's Raleigh City Council meeting.
Hundreds of Raleigh police officers have signed a petition ahead of tonight's council meeting to really advocate and push for better pay. We know that a total of 60 people have signed up to speak. Many of them are advocating for a 15% pay raise. I spoke with Rick Armstrong. He's the vice president of Teamsters Local 391, which represents many Raleigh police officers. Armstrong tells me the 15% pay increase would put their base pay just under $58,000. He says this would put them more in line with surrounding departments. Raleigh is losing officers too. This comes as RPD currently has about 100 vacancies. The city is currently conducting a pay study, but it won't be complete until next year.
I want them to understand how important it is to pay police officers what they need to make to keep them here in Raleigh, working for the city of Raleigh, so we do not continue to lease police officers to surrounding cities. We want to keep the city of Raleigh safe. That should be the priority for the city council, should be the priority for the city manager.
He says they also plan to hold a press conference later this afternoon at 6:30, right before that public comment session opens within the meeting at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News in downtown Raleigh.
And a family is out of their home this morning after a fire tore through it. Sky 5 captured this video as crews responded on the ground. Our crew got video of the scene as well, and you can see the plumes of smoke coming from that townhome. It happened on Dave and Barry Way in Cary just before 5:30 yesterday evening. No other townhomes were damaged and no one was hurt.
Students at some Johnston County schools had a longer bus ride than when they returned from spring break this morning. Some major road work on Buffalo Creek Bridge, right along Covered Bridge Road, caused those delays. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains parents and students will have to get used to these delays for the rest of this school year and longer.
Today is the first day back in class for students in Johnston County, and it could take some of those bus riders up to 40 extra minutes to get to school. That's because of this road closure near Buffalo Creek Bridge. Crews started working on the project last week. This is a list of all the schools where bus routes will be impacted. It's affecting elementary, middle, and high schools across the northern part of the county. We spoke with crews who were working here yesterday. They say they've seen several drivers who were forced to turn around at the blockade. That's why the county is working to get the word out about this closure. Parents, heads up, this will impact students' commute to school until next school year. The road is not expected to reopen until October. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Johnston County.
National champion.
The UConn Huskies are the NCAA national champions for the second year in a row. They beat Purdue 75-60 during the title game. They're the first Division I men's college basketball team to win back-to-back championships since 2007. Connecticut was led by guard Tristan Newton with 20 points and 7 assists. And National Player of the Year Zach Edey scored 37 points and had 10 rebounds for Purdue. The Huskies have now won 6 national championships since 1999. They're tied with UNC for the third most NCAA championships.
Today we'll learn more about the state of the Bull City since Mayor Leo Williams was elected in November. Mayor Williams will give the 2024 State of the City address tonight in Durham. The event is free. It's open to anyone. There'll be a social hour beginning at 6 p.m. The address begins at 7. It's being held at the Carolina Theater with performances from the Durham Symphony Orchestra. The North Carolina Central University Marching Band will be there, and Poet Laureate DJ Rogers. If you can't make it there in person, a live stream will be available on the City of Durham's YouTube page.
We are waiting to learn if there are new developments in the search for Blake and Landon Devon. Fayetteville police say the FBI spent Monday searching a home on Berrydale Drive. That's where Blake and Landon Devon lived when they were children. They were recently reported missing after not being seen for years. Blake would be 17 years old, Landon now 27. Sources close to the investigation tell WREL that authorities are looking for specific evidence linked to their disappearance.
North Carolina will soon have the loosest abortion laws in the Southeast. This map shows what the Southeast will look like once Florida's 6-week abortion ban takes effect. That's happening May 1st. North Carolina will be the only state allowing abortions after 6 weeks. According to reproductive rights group Guttmacher Institute, our state is already second in the country for women traveling here to get an abortion. Planned Parenthood says they're already scrambling to add appointments. North Carolina has a 12-week limit now. Abortion opponents argue that rule isn't tough enough.
We also know that that is not going to be enough to stem the tide of patients coming from Florida and from other states across the region. Folks who may have been traveling to Florida prior to this ban going into place.
I think there will be some pressure to move towards protecting the life of unborn babies as early as possible.
We asked the major candidates for governor if they would support tougher abortion laws in North Carolina. Democrat Josh Stein said he would oppose further restrictions. Republican Mark Robinson's campaign said he would sign a 6-week ban with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Could be goodbye dating apps and hello speed dating again. Coming up, why many adults are ditching dating apps and turning to the old school dating technique.
And a new way to share your photos could soon be on the way. Coming up, the new app that TikTok is working on that's set to rival Instagram.
And as we head to break, here's a live look in Durham right now. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us, or no, actually, that's a look at Clinton right there. With some rain on the way. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us what we can expect during this Thursday's Weather Alert Day coming up.
Welcome back. Coming up on 844 on your Tuesday morning as we look live over a cloudy but pretty Durham. Temperature is really mild out there this morning. I don't know if you need that heavy jacket. Maybe a light jacket will do, and possibly an umbrella for later on today. We do have the chance for some scattered showers. Not going to be a washout today, but Thursday, Elizabeth, all eyes on Thursday because that's the WRL Weather Alert Day.
It is. Take a look at what's happening back to the west. Lots of thunder and lightning along this warm front. This whole system picks up and moves our way for Thursday, but it is causing some severe storms out across parts of Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and then out ahead of that to the east of it, it's just some scattered showers, and we're going to see that today and tomorrow before the more dangerous weather arrives. Here's a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. A little bit of light patchy rain trying to work its way into our western counties right now from north of Carthage here in the northern part of Moore County and the western part of Chatham County. A little bit of rain showing up there in Siler City. It's certainly possible that this first band as it comes through is evaporating before it reaches the ground because it's a fairly dry air mass. The models are picking up on showers showing up a little bit closer to lunchtime. So here around 11 or 12 12, we begin to see some of that rain moving through. None of it's going to be very heavy. We push it ahead to 5 o'clock. Notice how it kind of scatters out a bit. So just some light patchy rain for us during the afternoon. That will continue into the evening. And then a warm front will lift northward. And along that front tomorrow morning, we may have some wet conditions, especially near the Virginia line. And a few scattered showers until around lunchtime. After that, we may get a brief break from the rain during the afternoon Wednesday. And then that cold front gets closer to us and we see a light shower early. And then by the afternoon, we begin to see some of this rain getting closer to us. So mid to late afternoon, that's when we'll have the best chance of severe storms on Thursday. New this morning, it's a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. So it is a WRAL weather alert day for Thursday. The biggest threat would be damaging winds across our area, but that potential for some isolated tornadoes in the counties highlighted there in yellow. Some patchy heavy rain with this as well. We take a look at some of the benefits of seeing that rain. Our pollen count is high for trees, mulberry, pine, oak, and maple. But with the rain that we'll see this week, those numbers should begin to come down. And a little bit of good news, we've definitely reached the peak and we're starting back down the other side of that bell curve in terms of our tree pollen anyway. So maybe another couple of weeks left. In Roxborough, we're looking at cloudy skies right now. It's a warm start, 60 degrees in the triangle, a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour, pushing that warmth in. So our temperatures have been a lot warmer than they were this time yesterday. Again, 57 in Fayetteville, 60 in Goldsboro, and 59 in South Hill. Temperature is about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. A mild afternoon, 76 in Raleigh, 75 Durham, 77 in Fayetteville, with some scattered light showers through the afternoon. And a nice mild week ahead. 71 is our normal high, and highs stay in the 70s all week until we get to Sunday and Monday when we'll be back into the 80s. We'll be watching Thursday very closely with that WRAL weather alert day, so keep checking back for updates.
A disturbing discovery on a Los Angeles freeway uncovers a family tragedy. Two children were found alone in the early morning hours yesterday, an infant lying in the lanes of traffic and a young girl on the right shoulder. She's being treated at a local hospital for moderate injuries, but that infant was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say this horror all started when the children's mother killed her husband, abandoned her children on that freeway, and then crashed her car where the mother died.
This morning, Chicago body cam footage of a police encounter resulting in a driver's death will be released. That video could reveal some answers as to what led up to the driver's death. Chicago's Civilian Office of Police Accountability said Dexter Reed was pulled over by 5 officers in March. Reed's SUV was shot at least a dozen times, and Reed suffered critical injuries. He died at a local hospital. Police said an officer was shot in the wrist, and detectives say a gun was found at the scene of the shooting. Court records show Reed was facing charges for illegally possessing a firearm.
The trial of Chad Daybell begins today. The doomsday author accused of killing his first wife and his second wife's 2 children. The jury was selected yesterday. Daybell pleaded not guilty to all of the crimes he's been accused of. Now, opening statements for Daybell are scheduled to begin this morning in the death penalty trial. Idaho court officials say they expect the trial will last between 8 to 10 weeks. Last year, his wife, Lori Daybell, received a life sentence after she was found guilty of murdering her son and daughter.
Nearly half of American homeowners and renters are struggling to afford housing. A new survey from Redfin reports that 49.9% of Americans say they have at least some difficulty making their housing payments. Some even say they're working more hours, skipping vacations, and eating fewer meals. More than 17% also admitted to borrowing money from friends and family in order to make their payments.
It's a growing trend. More people are ditching dating apps for speed dating. According to Eventbrite, speed dating has surged in popularity over the past 3 years. This comes as many singles, particularly Gen Z and millennials, have grown tired of those dating apps. Experts say it's a great option for those who make a better first impression in person than online. Since speed dating requires more money and effort, experts say those who try it are more likely to take it seriously.
TikTok may be planning to release a new app that could rival Instagram. Reports say the company is notifying some of its users to its upcoming photo app called TikTok Notes. The app will share existing and new photo posts from TikTok to the Notes app if users opt into the feature. The company has not announced when TikTok Notes will be released.
Google Flights is revealing the top 10 places people in the U.S. are looking to travel to this summer. The most searched destination is London. Paris is not too far behind. The Summer Olympics are held there. Other notable destinations on the list include Tokyo, Rome, New York, Cancun, Orlando, Las Vegas, Seattle, and Athens.
An American saga is getting a French debut. David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
What you build, they will burn down.
Horizon, an American saga, Chapter 1, is set to premiere at the Cannes Film Festival, out of competition. Kevin Costner's latest Western epic is a planned four-film series spanning the 4 years of the U.S. Civil War. Parts 1 and 2 are due in theaters June 28th and August 16th.
The whole world will be watching. We can't afford to lose to the Russians. We need to shoot the backup version of the moon landing.
You mean to fake it?
Woody Harrelson's government flak convinces marketing maven Scarlett Johansson to stage a lunar landing, just in case launch director Channing Tatum's team can't pull off the real thing in the first trailer for Fly Me to the Moon. The space-age comedy drama takes off in theaters July 12th. Or does it?
I think we should have gotten Kubrick.
In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
A copy of a Friends TV script is being auctioned, and the money will go toward a good cause. This is the table read script from the season 8 finale. It features signatures from all the main characters. The current owner of the script says they purchased it before actor Matthew Perry died last year. The seller says some of the proceeds will be donated to the Matthew Perry Foundation, which helps people who are struggling with addiction.
Billie Eilish fans are excited for a new album coming out in May. The singer-songwriter announced the May 17th release date in a social media post. It's called Hit Me Hard and Soft. Her Instagram page includes a picture of the album cover showing Eilish swimming underwater toward an open door. The multiple Grammy and Academy Award winner co-wrote the album with her brother, Phineas. Eilish says the album journeys through a vast and expansive audio landscape.
Pete Davidson is making a stop in Raleigh this summer. The stand-up comic and former Saturday Night Live star is making a stop here on his prehab tour. His show will be at the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts June 30th. Tickets go on sale Friday. Last year, Davidson performed a series of sold-out shows at Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh.
All right, yeah, he's good. That's Goldsboro native Tay Lewis during last night's knockout round on The Voice. He lost to his competition, but Lewis is getting another shot to stay in The Voice. Now on Team Dan and Shay, Lewis performed Ain't Nothing on You by Cody Johnson and received a lot of praise. He spoke with WREL after the show.
I feel great. This was actually, I love Team Reba, but this was actually the team that I wanted to be on in the first place. On April 22nd, so that is when the next premiere of the playoffs. So now I'm going to the playoffs and we're about to kill it.
Yes, he is. Lewis said being on Team Dan and Shay will let him be a little bit more in his element.
North Carolinians, yes. Killing it here, Michelle, because Josh Sanders is from Kannapolis. He won his round of the knockouts. He performed Wild as Her by Corey Kent. Reba McEntire said he won due to his ability to fully inhabit the songs he chooses. He'll stay on Team Reba.
These are my spoiler alerts because I watch the show, but I can't watch it on Monday night when it's live because it's too late. Right. I have to go to bed, but it's okay. I'm glad they're both in. I love it.
Me too.
All right, before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.